Seven Knife and Hallis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. Seven Knife and Hallis in your ears, for you. Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning.
Guess who's back, niggas? Guess who's fucking back? Look, it doesn't matter what happened in today's thrashing that happened on a late front. What all that matters is we are back in the NFL playoffs, and you niggas got to deal with this. I seen all you niggas on Twitter today talking about the Bears don't deserve to be in the playoffs, and it's coming from NFC East fans. There's somebody who's going to win this Sunday night football game who's going to make the playoffs with an under 500 record. And y'all got the nerve to talk about us. Embrace it. We are here. Welcome to 79th in playoffs, nigga. We are back. I am here, your host, Scott, at Barbchair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. Got my brother, Flo, so you can follow him, at Flo Zandellini on Twitter and Instagram. And we have a lot to talk about.
I don't know how to feel. Right now,
I know how to feel. What's y'all talking about?
I don't know how to feel simply because it's just a weird situation. Because I just watched it, the score makes the game worse than it actually was. The numbers make the game seem a lot worse than it actually was. In reality, the game was close for every minute but the last five. The last five, just an explosion of points, particularly because the game was over and another, I think the Bears got wind. Matt Nagy got wind of the Arizona game. Matt Nagy played attention to the Arizona game the whole entire game. But how
he
I
did?
Yeah.
How you know? How did you know he's paying attention to it?
I just listened to the other journalists in the press box. But on top of that, he was the one who notified the players that Cardinals had lost, so the Bears were in. Because outside of that, the Bears players had no clue. The Bears players were walking. Whatchamacallit? To the locker room, not knowing what their playoff fates were. So, you know, when they got back to the locker room, they weren't celebrating. And Matt Nagy said he was happy they weren't celebrating. But at the same time, he was the one that told them, yeah, we're still in the playoffs. It's a weird situation. You know what I mean? I would have loved to beat the Packers, but at the same time, the Bears are in.
So what's the focus coming to the season?
I'm not going to be too pissed. Go ahead.
The focus coming to this season was make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And this is the thing about Bears fans, man. Which way, like, man, how many years have we waited for scenarios and they just didn't backfire? It just didn't happen for us. There's been times where teams made the playoffs. They didn't deserve to make it, but they made it. Nigga, I'm happy to be one of them teams for once in my fucking life. And you know, Bears fans, good goddamn well, if the fucking Rams lost that game, the Bears fans have been on Twitter bitching, saying, if you win all those games after losing six in a row, you have to make the playoffs. What was that? It was the Waves. We're in the playoffs, man. I don't want to hear it. What Stephen A. said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We're in the dance. We're in the tournament. And I actually like the opponent we're going against. Of course, we'll get into it later this week when we do our 79th and Hallis playoff preview podcast. Look, man, you got to look at it like this. If there's any year you want to play the New Orleans Saints, it's this year. Drew Brees can't throw 10 yards down the field. He's not going to be fucking throwing like Aaron Rodgers was today. He damn sure ain't going to be throwing like that. You know, it's going to be on Sunday, so Kamara will be available to come off the COVID list, and you know Big Rodge is going to let Kamara come off that list. He's going to have all his NFL stars playing in the first ever Rona-offs. So you can expect him to play. And you know, hey, you don't want to play in the dome. Ain't no fans in that fucking dome. It's an empty ass dome. That intimidation home field advantage is gone. So fuck it. Let's get crazy. Like George Cassandra said, let's get nuts. I'm with it. I'm all the way with it, man. Now, this actual game that we watched today, I just want to let y'all know I checked out in halftime. I moved the Bears game from the 55-inch. To the 42-inch, and I moved the Rams to the big screen. I knew we weren't winning that game. It was a close game. Like you said, it was close to that 4th-and-1 bullshit. So it was a close game.
Stupid call. God.
It's a dumb call. We'll get to you, Matthew. So it was a stupid call, but it was a close game all the way. But I've seen that game. I've seen that Bears Packers game so many times I can fucking count. There's no part of me that felt like we were winning that fucking ball game. So I'm sitting there watching the fucking Rams game and helping they build us out, and they did. And you know why? Because I love LA. We love it.
You know, it's funny because I think today I was the first time I was ever pissed off in the press box, but not because of the Bears game. Bears game don't really piss me off in the press box, even though they piss me off at home. I don't know if because I'm watching it happen live that I go, ugh, and I can sort of see the way things are going that I have a better disposition, but it's just a lot of Aaron Rodgers dick sucking in that press box.
God. To be fair.
Did you? No.
To be fair.
No.
Kicking our ass.
No, he wasn't. Nigga, his skill players were picking us apart. When he had, he
you gonna be that guy today?
No, let's just be honest. He was 10 for 10. He thought of 10 for 10, three touchdowns. What were all of those touchdowns? Yards after catch, what I said. Now, that doesn't stop the fact that he's the MVP of the NFL. Let's make that 100% clear. When I saw that game, I said, come on, bro. They was like, man, 10 for 10. Oh, my God, bro. Do you see that? Just amazing. Oh.
He was 19 for 24, 14 with four touchdowns.
What are you talking about?
Aaron Rodgers.
I'm talking about in the first half, nigga.
Oh, you talking about all together? You just talking about people dick sucking his first half before? Yeah. Not his whole game. Okay, no. Continue.
No, I'm talking about in the first half when he started off 10 for 10. They were like, oh, my God, man. Do you see what he's doing, bro? It's just insane. 10 for 10. You know he's going to get that fourth. And I'm like, and it's funny because I wasn't the only member of the media who looked around like, bro, what are y'all doing? These were the old heads who have been covering the Bears for a long time. It's like, what are y'all doing, bro? Act professional. On top of that, get off his dick, man. It's just let the game be played. So I saw that and just was thoroughly. I listened to that and just was thoroughly annoyed. It made me realize how much I truly hate the Packers. There's nothing there, and it's funny because I saw Cole Kmet during this entire game, and you know he's a kid from the Chicagoland area because he don't like the Packers. He was jawing at the Packers this entire game. When he hit them, he was looking at them, and it was a beautiful thing to watch that unfold.
There's a bigger long-term story here with the Packers and them continuously kicking our ass that we'll get into in a minute, but continue.
The game, really, the defining moment for that game, they're sitting at like a, I don't know if it was first down, second down, third down, but they're sitting in around their 38, 40-yard line. Roquan's first series out, Josh Woods is filling in for him. They have both safeties come up in a little bit of a stud position. Josh Woods is guarding the middle of the field. The safeties actually weren't on stud. The safeties were in man. I said, look at Josh Woods on an island. I said, he's looking around. He does not know what's about to happen. He does not understand this at all. I was like, bro, call a timeout. Robert Quinn had just motioned across the line of scrimmage. Well, it wouldn't be considered motion, but he ran across the line of scrimmage trying to overload the right side. It was a blitz. It was a blitz that was called, but even he was confused because I'm sure they don't blitz that often. And I saw it. I said, bro, call a timeout. Call a timeout. At that point, I wanted to scream, you're not prepared for this play. And all Aaron Rodgers did was said, okay, you're going to put someone in Josh Woods who hasn't taken that many steps from the middle linebacker position, and you're going to put him right there? Easy money. And what did he do? What did he do? The court, the DB who was guard expected Josh Woods to at least hold for a little bit longer before that pass was being thrown. But at the same time, Aaron Rodgers had to work with Duke Shelley and whoever the other nigga was who just are not going to cut it defensively. So when I saw this game, I said, man, that changed it. That changed it. Well, they were already up, I believe, by like three, but that pushed it to a four. That pushed it to 11. And I was like, that was it. I was like, the game is over. I knew the game was over at that point because the Bears might have come back against another team. But if you allow something that demoralizing and something that pitiful against someone like the Packers, I was like, it's over. And I was like, yep, let me just get prepared just to know it's over. Let me start focusing on the Arizona game. And, you know, Arizona did their thing and they won, but
you mean, sorry, Rams. If Arizona did that thing, this would be the last episode.
Yeah, I know, jackass. the Rams did the thing and beat the Cardinals. And I'm happy that the Bears are in. And at the end of the day, the playoffs, it's literally all random. There's no such thing as, oh, you know, we had this record going in. No, your regular season don't matter anymore.
We're all 0-0, people.
But I can't act like it doesn't bother me to not see them come in, especially after they had a first drive in which they were calling good plays, moving the ball. But then I said to myself, I said, that's the third time I've seen a play action where the primary receiver is running a drag route. The primary receiver is a tight end in this situation. I was like, I've seen this play too many times. Why are we running this play continually on the same drive with the same player, Cole Kmet? I was like, I don't like that. I knew, and if it's not Cole Kmet, it was Darnell Mooney. I said, I don't like that. I remember asking Mr. Trubisky, I got to talk to Mr. Trubisky at the end of the game, at the for the Zoom interviews. I said, man, you went to Darnell Mooney early and often, but your primary target, Allen Robinson, who has been your go-to guy specifically these last four games, he didn't get any looks. Did they give you something different? You know, did they show you different looks that a lot made it harder? He's like, well, no, you know, the plan was to get the ball to him, and, you know, I'm not really sure why he didn't get the ball more. And I was like, that's it. It's Matt Nagy. I said, Matt Nagy called a terrible game. I was like, I looked at the plays. I was like, these plays aren't even designed to get chunk change. Anthony Miller didn't even, like, he was even at the game. I don't know if Anthony Miller even made an appearance. I was like, this is just terribly, terribly run. I was like, what happened to the team that was taking risk? Of course, they were playing bad defenses. What happened to the team that was taking risk and saying, yeah, if it gets picked off, it's fine. Yeah, if it fumbles, it's fine, but we're going to fit this ball in it. What happened to that? Now we're turning around and everybody's running comeback routes. Everybody's running curl routes. I'm like, and once I saw the jet sweep come in again, I was like, bro, this is what we've entered in again? I was like, how do you go from having one of the hottest offenses in the league to going back to the formula that made it hard for you to score in the first place? I don't know if it's the arrogance of Nagy. I don't know if it's the, you know, maybe he's just concerned because it's such a big game that maybe I need to call the plays since Laser has only been calling it in these games against teams who is not as good. Whatever it is, I don't like it. I don't like it. And it pissed me off. It annoyed me. The Bears are in, but I mean, let's be realistic. How much damage can the Bears do? We say the game is, you know, 0-0, and it's true. Those scores don't matter, but how much damage can they do if Matt Nagy is the one calling the plays? And you got to think about the fact that Roquan Smith was out with an elbow. I'm glad it wasn't the head. Darnell Mooney's ankle is injured, and the person who's as shifty as he is, it's the last thing you want. And you have the fact that Jaden Johnson and Buster Screen are not back. And if they're not playing next week, Bears are losing. You can't exist with this defense. You cannot exist with the way this defense is. You need to have Jaden Johnson. Is Jaden Johnson the concussion protocol? How long has he had a concussion? Nigga, what's happening? I don't know. Whatever it is you can't have it. You can't have this next week. And that concerns me. If the Bears were at full strength, I'd be like, oh, okay, I have a little bit more, not certainty. I mean, a little bit more comfortability. So even though this is, it's any given Sunday, any team could beat any team. I don't expect, of course, the Bears to win the Super Bowl. I expect them probably to get one win and call it a day. But I really would prefer if the Bears were smarter than this. You know what I mean? Matt Nagy, I wish if Matt Nagy saw the halftime and said, yeah, I'm not going to be calling plays the rest of the game. Lays, I want you to continue to call the plays, and I'll just monitor them and throw in my 2 cents. But the fact that, what was it, Ian? Who called it this morning? That Matt Nagy?
Ian Rappaport.
Ian Rappaport reported that Matt Nagy is going to get more involved with play calling again. I was like, the smart person would say, when I was head play caller, we sucked. I let my offensive coordinator do it. We started scoring points. Maybe I should continue to back down. But no, not Matt Nagy. Like Nagy sees that and say, well, it's time for me to make my return. Biggest game of the season. I need to continue to call jet sweeps again. If I'm not calling a jet sweep, curl routes. And that blows me.
Can I get live?
Sure.
Okay. So there's one thing. First thing I want to ask you a question before I start. Were they just not targeting Allen Robinson, or did Jaire Alexander have that nigga on the island? Because you would know better from looking from where you were looking. I couldn't tell if he's getting locked up or he just wasn't getting, they just wasn't thrown to that nigga.
The play call designs weren't really designed to get the ball to Allen Robinson.
Okay, so
my phone again. The play calls were designed to spread the field, to spread out the Packers defense and allow either your tight end or your slot person, which is Darnell Mooney, to leak out. That was the game, the game plan. There we go. That was the game plan for this game, and it was a terrible game plan. It was just really stupid. I didn't. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, because you just I just wanted a short answer to that. There's a couple things. One, I think even Stevie Wonder can see that this was Matt Nagy's play calling. The first drive looked like what we've seen the last couple weeks. Dedication to the run, good play action, good passes, nice little long drive, gets it to the end zone. Matt Nagy, I just don't know what to say about this dude. Like, he's so fucking arrogant. He arrogant as shit. Bill Lazor's way is what got this team having the hottest offense in the league, winning 3 out of 4 to even put themselves in a position to make the fucking playoffs. And you want to take the playbook back so you can be the guy who beat the Packers? You running the same fucking bullshit? You know, if you look at the stats, you can say, oh, Mitch played like shit. I'm going to disagree with you. I think Mitch played the game plan. Now, I'm not saying he didn't have some dumbass throws.
And if you are telling us that of all people, then you know it's serious. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. So it's just kind of like, you got to let the kid fucking, and how many times we got to say this? He probably not even going to be back next year. Let the fucking kid play. Like, Jesus Christ, let him throw the football.
The best thing I saw from the Lazor era, which was brief, was the fact that Lazor let Mitch play the game and throw it. Mitch cannot play like a dink and dunker. That's just not his style of play.
Yeah.
His style of play is move the ball around, get 7-8 yards, find a deep man, probably overthrow him, but that's his style. His style of play is not to check down, check down, check down. It was never his style of play. Some players, I'm not going to name names because we're playing them next week, but some players are good with checkdowns. Some players are good with throwing 5 yards and letting them do the rest of 3 yards. That's just not his game style. And the fact that he probably won't be back next season and you had your season on the line, why would you subdue him? If you know his strength was to not do that, maybe the one thing you shouldn't do is subdue him. Maybe you should, no, go out there and play. And I don't know if it's in my heart I wanted to ask him, Matt Nagy, like, bro, are you just that arrogant that you don't want to give up play calling? What's the reason behind it? What's the reason you got more involved with play calling again? But I never really get in on Matt Nagy call simply because not only is it every single local beat journalist going to be on that call, but national media is going to be on that call. And I'm probably not going to get the question in. So I didn't even bother to ask that. But when I asked Mitch that question about Darnell Mooney and Allen Robinson, why Allen Robinson seemed to almost be phased out of this game, I mean, not even a medium shot with Allen Robinson was even there. He was running curl routes the whole game. Ins, outs. Like, it did not seem like this was what we saw from him earlier. I was like, what are they doing?
I mean, I'm with you. If he's going to be rolling the same bullshit, we don't have a shot in hell next week. No. You got to get back to what Bill Lazor was doing. That's the only way you give yourself a chance. Now, of course, you bring up the injuries. It's the playoffs. So unless it's serious, I expect all them niggas to be playing this week. Unless it's serious, I think everybody
would play. I'm trying to find out what Buster Screen and Jalen Johnson are out for. Let's see.
I think Jalen is Jalen's shoulder. He fucked that up a couple games ago.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Let's see what we have. Buster Screen with a concussion. That's Buster Screen. How bad is this concussion?
Right. Duke Shelley. Look, man. Look.
Trash.
Bro. Look, man. Look,
bro. Trash.
Maybe this is not your game.
Trash, bro.
Like, Devontae Adams is whooping his ass. Yep. Who's the other nigga name? Montez Scanlon.
Kendall Vidor.
He was bad, but he wasn't like, Duke Shelley was out there getting undressed, bro. Like, he was out there getting violated.
He's getting the pussy spat on.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. They were popping that Fenty draws on up, and like he was just out there looking crazy. I was like, and it wasn't even just Devontae and Scantling, it was that random ass tight end I've never heard before in my fucking life burned his ass for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna need these niggas to play tomorrow next these weeks. We need Jalen out there. Bust the screen I can live without, but we need Jalen out there. Roquan, we need, because look, Josh Woods, look, you probably a cool nigga.
Trash.
You probably a cool nigga, but my guy, new.
You are bad.
New.
I mean, I know it's tough for an NFL player, especially because you earned your right on the team. You are an NFL player. And it's probably not comfortable to hear someone call you trash, especially when they're me, a 6 foot, 300 pound nigga who sits in his house, plays video games and freaking does philosophy for a living. So it's probably not encouraging to hear that. You're probably angry, but it's nothing against you. You just not prepared for the moment. If that's the thing, you're not prepared for the moment currently. And with the way this is going, your reaction time isn't as fast as Roquan Smith, and you're not quick as Roquan Smith. Whereas if Roquan Smith was in, first of all, Roquan Smith is the green dot, red dot. He's a nigga who calls the plays. He is the leader of that defense. If he was in, that play never happens. There's no way he would allow that was it Scantling or Tyler, whoever it is who leaked out. There's no way he would ever allow that. But the moment he got in, I said, oh, God. At first, I thought Roquan was concussed because when he got off the field, that nigga didn't know what the tent was. He was just looking around like this. He had to guide him. But I guess it was his elbow, which, you know, elbow sucks too. But nigga, bandage it up.
Yeah, part of me wants to say fuck his name because he's a Packer, but I had calling this nigga like he's Waldo Faldo from Family Matters. It's Marquez Valdez Scantling. That's his name. Scantling. He dropped a touchdown. That's how bad he burned Duke Shelley. That nigga was surprised that the ball got to him that goddamn quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just bad, bro. And I think the bigger picture we got to look at is we kind of like zoom out of the, okay, we made the playoff shit. I'm tired of these niggas kicking ass. I don't know about you. What felt like them niggas wasn't even trying after their first drive?
The game just comes easy to them.
I feel like them niggas like, whatever. We can be on cruise control. We can be these weak niggas. Like, it's got to be something. What Steve A say? Psychologically, there's got to be something in the head. Why are we always getting our ass kicked? You know what I'm saying? And Matthew, can we talk about a couple of these fourth and ones today? Third and ones? What the fuck? Like, I really want to know. Like, I understand thinking you're a great play caller, thinking you're great at what you do, but after a while, you got to know, I be fucking up. So there wasn't no point in that game today that Matt Nagy said, okay, I need to stop. No part. Shit don't make no sense.
And it's funny because the Bears ran 30 more plays than the Packers, had 40 more yards, and had the ball for 11 more minutes and lost by 3 touchdowns. That tells me, that means they got to the areas they needed to be. They settled for field goals, and they were able to complete drives. I wish, either if Matt Nagy is not humble enough or more aware enough to say, you know what, I think I'm going to switch what I'm doing. And I agreed with Eddie Jackson where he said the fact that we're even in the playoffs is a special thing. I said, yeah, it is special. Special because you niggas sucked earlier. I salute him for that. I applaud him for that. I mean, I applaud them for that. But the fact of the matter is that your 6-0 losing streak was not just because, oh, well, you're bad. Your 6-0 losing streak was the fact that you had a coach who could not put together a game plan, who could not put together drives, nor call good enough plays to put you all in the position to win. And what happened? It allowed the defense to get burned down, bogged down, to the point that injuries started happening. And they became ineffective as a team. And
did they give any in-game update? Of course, we know Matt Nagy said we won't know about Roquan for 24 to 48 hours. Was there any update on Darnell Mooney of like how the severity of the ankle was or no?
It's probably a lower high ankle sprain for Darnell Mooney, just the way he was walking, someone who's experienced a high ankle sprain, and that's random. Who knows? He could be ready.
What did Eddie Jackson have 2 years ago when he missed the playoff game? Was it a high ankle sprain?
High ankle sprain.
Okay, yeah. High ankle sprain. Remember, what was weird about the game, he suited up.
Yeah.
But they never put his ass in.
No.
And I do believe Eddie would have picked off one of them bullshit, like that nigga Foles was digging and dunking that whole fight. I'm still mad about that. Anyway, continue.
Oh, Eddie Jackson had a chance to pick us up, pick on my Aaron.
Oh, Rodgers. Yeah, that's another thing. We dropped 3 picks today.
Yeah.
The fuck is y'all problem, man? 3 Matt, picks. Aaron Rodgers just don't do that shit.
3 picks.
3.
Picks Aaron Rodgers.
So it was fucking Eddie Jackson, Vildor, I think, dropped one. Mm-hmm. And who's the other one who dropped one?
I thought it was Duke Shelley, but maybe not.
No, he was nowhere near the ball for him to be even. This definitely wasn't him. It's like a linebacker. I think it was Danny Trevathan.
Could have been.
And yeah, then they had and Chuck Pagano. Look, man. Chuck Pagano needs to be fired today. Have Jay Rogers coach the defense next week. What the fuck are you doing, dog? Was he this bad in Indianapolis and we just didn't know?
There was someone on Twitter who said, man, as a Colts fan, I wanted to tell y'all that, bro, this is what he does. He does not adjust. And if it's broken, it's going to continue to be broke because he's going to keep using it. I was like, why didn't I know this when he came to the Bears? And I was like, you know what? That's my fault. That's my fault for always assuming the best out of every single signing. It's my fault for being delusional and saying, oh, hey, man, we may not have Fangio, but we'll still have a coach who is, you know, capable. I was like, I want Fangio back. I would kill to have Fangio.
Shit,
back.
He might get fired this offseason. So
come back, please. You ain't come. Don't be a head coach, but please come back as defensive coordinator. You have nothing else to do. You're not a good head coach, but you can surely coach a defense. Come back, help the Bears. So it's. I don't know how I feel. I'm still angry. You know, that's something I asked Eddie Jackson. I said, how long? I think today I really wanted to focus on how does an NFL player deal with the stress, the highs and lows of the game? And I said, how long will you mull over this game before it's time to move on? You know, because you can say, oh, man, this is out of my mind already. I'm focused on the playoffs. But he's like, no, I'm going to be pissed off today. He said, but it's out of my mind tomorrow. I was like, I was glad he admitted that because you're human. You're going to focus on this for a little bit. You're going to be pissed off.
They're also competitors, so they weren't really thinking about the other game. As fans, we were thinking about it. Like you said, if they would have been up there like, hey, Nick, we made the playoffs, I'd have been pissed. Like, you played the full game. They didn't. Like you said, they didn't have to score up in the arena. No. I'm pretty sure, like you said, Nagy probably had somebody who was updating them, but they didn't have to score up in the arena, so it's not like they look up and check. So they were trying to win this football game. So they can obviously be pissed, but they'll go to sleep, they'll have their food, they're millionaires, realize they're rich, and they realize they get to play again this week.
Yeah.
So what would you say was the overall mood in general after the game?
Well, you had one person like David Montgomery who was just straight up pissed. Like when I asked J.J. Stegovic asked David Montgomery three questions and every answer was two words at best. Nope. Yep. A little bit, I guess. That's how they ended. Then was Steve Zane, forgot his name, asked another question, two words. And then I said, I asked him the same question I asked Eddie Jackson. I said, you know, how long do you focus on the game? Where you moving? He was like, not long. And then as he was getting off the mic, getting off the call, he didn't realize the mic was still hot. Mic was still on. He's like, I told y'all I ain't want to talk. I laughed. And I said,
he said that.
Yeah. You know, hot mic. So I was like, you know what? As a fan, that's how I want the players to feel. Not to be depressed, but to be angry that you couldn't complete where you were. And someone like, who was it? Eddie Jackson? Was it Danny T? Eddie Jackson was like, we want to see them boys again. And I was like, I like the attitude. They probably beat you, but I like the attitude. The attitude that we want to try again. Third time's a charm. We lost to them. First game was never close. The second game, we had a chance and we didn't do it. We want to try again. And I was like, that's the mentality. The mentality of a competitor is, I want to play them again next week. And I mean, I'm pretty sure like the Browns are about to play the Steelers again next week. Am I right?
Yeah, they're going to play the real Steelers next week. They played the Steelers JV squad and still almost lost.
Which is hilarious.
At home.
True.
So you got to go against that criminal and Chase Claypool next week.
Yeah. So it's very, their mood was pissed, but grateful. I guess that would be pissed, but grateful. They were pissed off that they didn't close it out and win. But grateful that they got to it was. And I think the person who said it best was Eddie Jackson. He was like, man, other teams don't have an opportunity that we have. And we're grateful. He said, but it's bittersweet. He said, left a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, that's the only thing you can do. That's the only thing you can really.
And you know, Eddie's going to wake up tomorrow excited because he gets to play his first playoff game.
That's true.
He didn't play 2 years ago.
That's true. And
Darnell Mooney, Darnell Mooney's a fucking stud. Like, that nigga's cold. Yeah. Like, he can do everything. That deep ball he caught, by the way, the ball that missed through was bullshit. But that deep ball that he caught.
What do you mean? It was a beautiful pass.
That nigga had to, like, switch his body mid-air to get that shit.
But that's the point. The point is, if you have someone who's draped over you, because I give credit to, I didn't want, I think I, as I always do, I underestimate.
You're trying to make look, I'm slandering Mitch. I'm not. I think he was. I didn't think.
No, I'm not slandering Mitch. I just think it's a good. No, I don't think you're slandering him either. You just, okay. You're doing what you feel is honest. I'm saying that was a very good ball, simply because the Packers defensive backs, as much as I will talk crap, downplay them, and do what Packers writers do say about Bears players, as one Packers writer said that, or it may have just been a blogger who said that if you take away David Montgomery's long runs, he ain't good this year. I was like, nigga, what? I don't know if you saw that tweet earlier in the week.
No.
It was just stupid. But the Packers defensive backs are fast, they're quick, and they have good technique. And so when Darnell Mooney was one-on-one with him, he was draped over Darnell Mooney. He was completely draped. The best way for Mitch to get the ball to Darnell Mooney was to have him switch positions. Not switch positions, but have him move his body. And so when he's running this route, his left shoulder is facing, is more forward toward the end zone. His right shoulder is on the other side. He's looking over his right shoulder. He turns, the ball shifts over, and the ball is thrown toward the left shoulder. That allows the defender to not have an opportunity to pick the ball off, and allows someone as athletic as Darnell Mooney to get up and make a play. That was a well-placed ball. It was a fantastically placed ball.
Okay, I got to go back and watch it. You know, we got the Mitch defender over there. Anyway, Darnell Mooney is a fucking beast. We need him to play Sunday. I need all y'all niggas just ice that shit up. It's the playoffs. Playoffs? It's the playoffs, nigga. Get ready. Trying to think what else is there to talk about with this, man. I mean, we don't want to get into the matchup. That's what the playoff preview pod is for. One word to describe this offseason. I mean, not this offseason, but this regular season. Or a couple words, four words.
I don't know about four words.
But four or less.
To describe the season?
The regular season, the Bears regular season.
Who the hell are you? Sorry, it's a little bit more.
It's five, but yeah. Who the hell are you?
Chase Young. Oh my God, that's one of the fastest humans I've ever seen.
Oh, you know, it's not an episode 7 at the Hallis till we get off topic mid-pod.
I loved watching him play for the Ohio State Buckeyes, who just beat the crap out of Clemson. I don't know if, of course, I know there are Clemson fans or you're just college football fans. You told me the Buckeyes don't belong there. But what happened with Trevor Lawrence? What happened with Sunshine from Remember the Titans? Got his ass beat.
Or the love child of Furio and Carmelo Soprano? I'm never getting
Furio Soprano. What happened to him? What happened to him? Got smoked. Justin Fields, 6 TDs.
Yo, that one throw. It was fucking beautiful.
Huh?
That one ball, yeah. Oh my God. He flung that bitch.
He's going to break the cycle of trash of fantastic college.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Braxton Miller was never going to be.
Y'all got more trash than USC on the low.
Probably.
Carson Palmer better than every nigga, y'all.
But Braxton Miller was never going to get it done. That's why he switched to wide receiver. JT Barrett was just a prototypical college quarterback. Nothing new. Cardale Jones was literally there just to fill a need. Who was last year? Was JT Fields? Justin Fields last year? I think so. Whereas Justin Fields is someone. He has a pocket presence. He can move outside the pocket. He can run if he needs to. He has all those things. But, of course, we're getting on topic as usual. But there's not much left to be said about the game because it don't matter. I mean, even with all my anger that I expressed early in the game, it don't matter. That's the crazy thing about it. That loss means nothing. It
means nothing.
It means nothing. It would mean if they would have lost and then the Cards would have won, oh, I'm pretty sure we'd be angry up in here.
Sure.
After I get off my brief rant or my brief point, what's the point of me being mad anymore? The Bears are in the playoffs.
We're in the playoffs. This is what we said was the goal of the year. We had our playoff preview. Man, we didn't have – actually, remember, we're pretty spot on. We said this team was going to finish 9-7 to 8-8. Look who was right. Once again, the guys from 79th and Alice. Who predicted this season almost to a damn T? That's right, us. And we're here in the postseason. So, enjoy it. We've got – it's just good to be part of it. Like, everybody's going to be talking about Wild Card Weekend, and we're here. We're here, man. It feels good. Feels good. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not fit for a team that I've been as far – as long as I've been a fan of this team, this is what, our sixth playoff appearance since 2000?
It's been a while since I've seen two playoff appearances in 3 years.
Yeah. So I'm not finna, by the way, you're wild nasty right now. I'm not finna, you know, turn my nose up to it. I'm here. We don't know what's gonna happen. We're underdogs. We're 9-point underdogs this week. Fuck it. Let's have some fun. The Saints are the ones with the pressure. Them the ones they supposed to whoop our ass, right? They supposed to kick our ass, right? All right. Let's play ball then. We'll see what's gonna happen on Sunday. Now, granted, that's only if Lay's is calling the plays. If Nagy's calling the plays, it's gonna be a long night.
Yeah. They finna be making freaking gumbo on the sidelines, nigga.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm ready. I'm ready for it, man. Playoff football is here.
Yeah, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it over with. I would love to. They talk about credentials, and I was like, man, I would love to travel to a Butts. I'd rather not die from COVID-19,
especially not in the fucking South.
Because the niggas,
if I'm gonna die anywhere, I don't want to die in the fucking South.
I want to die in a state that actually cares about its people. So. I guess that's pretty much it. I have nothing else to talk about. I want to play No Man's Sky and eat some Korean barbecue chicken that I have left over.
Yeah, I'm going to eat spaghetti with breadsticks like I'm Tony Soprano. So that's a plan tonight. So y'all niggas have a great week. It is Victory. Actually, you know, is it Victory Monday?
Basically.
It's basically Victory. Fuck it. It's Victory Monday. Fuck y'all.
We'll do it live.
It's Victory Monday. We got Bears playoff football next weekend, man. Sit back, relax, strap it down. In the words of Hawk Harrelson, we'll holler at y'all niggas next week.